And new leader of the UK's Conservative Party, Theresa May, has pledged to make the country's departure from the European Union a success after becoming Prime Minister.
During this campaign, my case has been based on three things. First, the need for strong, proven leadership to steer us through what will be difficult and uncertain economic and political times. The need, of course, to negotiate the best deal for Britain in leaving the EU and to forge a new role for ourselves in the world. Brexit means Brexit, and we are going to make a success of it.
May made the comments outside Parliament shortly after her only rival in the Conservative leadership contest withdrew on Monday. She also stressed the necessity of uniting the country, pledging to build, quote, a better Britain. Theresa May, who will replace David Cameron on Wednesday, thanked the outgoing Prime Minister for leading the Conservative Party and the country. Earlier in the day, Cameron announced that he would step down on Wednesday in favor of May, who he described as strong and competent. Now, Cameron has been a Prime Minister since 2010. He decided to quit the decided to quit, after the Brexit vote last month. Let's speak to Mohammed Walji, our correspondent standing by in London, who joins us via Skype. Now, Mohammed, Prime Minister by Wednesday, who would have thought?
Well, not many people. They didn't expect Andrea Leadsom to resign so quickly. The shock announcement came at about 12:30 p.m. here, local time. And in her statement, she talked about the importance of having a leader that could unite the country and someone that that Parliament and the Conservative Party. Could get behind. But what she didn't talk about, and what many people think is the real reason for her backing out of the leadership campaign, was the extreme pressure she was under. Over the last few days, Andrea Leadsom has faced a lot of criticism for some of her remarks, particularly about how her being a mother would make her a better prime minister. Now, of course, Theresa May did a newspaper interview where she talked about how she was unable to be a mother. So many people felt that Leadsom's remarks were quite insensitive. And what that did tell us or show us was how inexperienced Leadsom is. She hasn't held a very high-profile position for very long, quite different to Theresa May, who's been the Home Secretary for 6 years. And I think Leadsom realised that it was going to be a very difficult, if not impossible, for her to beat Theresa May. And I don't think she was really geared to handle that kind of pressure for the nine-week campaign ahead, and decided to step down and pave the way for now for the soon-to-be new Prime Minister, Theresa May.
Well, Mohammed, if experience is what we're going to look at, let's take a look at Theresa May here. If her time as Home Secretary for the past 6 years is going to be a litmus test of what her policies will be like as Prime Minister, she's a very polarizing figure now, isn't she?
Absolutely. Theresa May has been criticized throughout her time in Parliament, particularly as the Home Secretary. Her views on immigration are very controversial. She's always been promoting tighter immigration rules and stricter asylum rules as well. She was strongly criticized as Home Secretary when she had those infamous go-home vans, which would go around the streets telling illegal immigrants to go back to their home country. That was a complete failure. She's also been almost always voted to actually reduce welfare payments and welfare benefits in this country. So the kind of policies we've seen Theresa May push is worrying a lot of people now, as she's going to be our next prime minister. Are we going to see a country where our civil liberties are going to be eroded more? She's talked about how she would repeal the Human Rights Act. Are we going to see a country now where there's going to be cuts to the state in terms of financially? Are we going to see a country now where there's going to be a huge cap on immigration? Based on Theresa May's previous record, it seems that we will, and it seems that there's a lot of people now in this country who are not going to be happy with her as the next prime minister.
Well, let's wait and see what Wednesday brings in. That's Press Series Mohammed Walji joining us via Skype from London. Mohammed, thanks very much indeed, as always.